Alternate nostril breathing, or Nadi Shodhana, is a highly valued yogic practice. Nadis are the energy channels that flow through the body, and it's normally considered there's 72,000 nadis that carry prana throughout the whole system. There are some primary nadis, though, and in this practice, the primary nadis are considered to be purified and balanced. So Shodhana means to purify, Nadi Shodhana, the practice that purifies the energy channels and balances them. If you haven't come across this practice before, it's really operating on different levels. Most of us would appreciate that the breathing is changing constantly. It's changing in many, many different ways, and it reflects states of mind as well as what's going on around in terms of the rhythms in nature. One of the ways the breath pattern changes in the dominance of flow between the left and right nostrils. And the sages, many thousands of years ago, recognized when the left nostril is more dominant, this reflects a greater dominance of flow of energy or prana through the Iddha energy channel, which is the primary feminine energy channel. It runs from the root chakra, somewhere near the base of the spine, and it crisscrosses through the chakras all the way up to Agnya chakra in the center of the head. And there's another primary nadi or channel called Pingala that crisscrosses the Iddha from the root chakra all the way up, and it's more associated with the masculine energy, the solar energy. So when the left nostril is more active and dominant, then it's considered the Iddha Pingala. Sorry, the Iddha Nadi is more active. The feminine energy is flowing more strongly. When the right nostril is more active, it's considered the Pingala, the masculine energy, is flowing more strongly. And this also correlates with the brain's activity. So when the Iddha is flowing and more active, the right hemisphere of the brain is more active. When the Pingala, the masculine, is more active, the left hemisphere of the brain is more active. Now, when we balance the flow of prana in the two primary nadis, these two primary nadis, the breath will be balanced between the left and right nostrils. And the converse, whenever we balance the breath flow between the left and right nostrils, then that will balance the flow of prana between Iddha and Pingala. And it's considered then that prana awakens through a third primary channel called Sushumna. And as this takes place, energy rises and awakens the primary energy centers. And when Sushumna is flowing, it's associated with deep stillness and clarity of mind, settled awareness. So Nadi Shodhana, alternate nostril breathing, is primarily designed to balance the flow of prana between left and right sides of the body, to balance the breath between the left and the right nostrils, and to balance Iddha and Pingala nadis, and thereby awaken Sushumna, which results in awakened awareness and clear, settled mind. So what we do is we always make sure we're sitting comfortably, whatever sitting position, whether it's sitting cross-legged or kneeling or sitting in a chair, we make sure we're very comfortable. Make sure our foundation is secure, steady, and we're comfortably upright in the spine. once we start the practice, it's good to keep the body still. Now, what we do is we take our right hand, and this is a traditional thing, we take the right hand. The right is, of course, in the East, associated with the hand that's used in day-to-day life. The left is used for cleaning the backside, etc. So traditionally the right hand is used, but if you are a left-handed person and you find that's difficult, then of course you use the left hand. So what we do is we take the right hand, hold the right hand up in front of the face, separate the fingers as if it was scissors, have the ring and little finger together, and separate them from the middle and index fingers, so like scissors. And the thumb is separated further out to the side. Now what we do is we take the middle and index fingers, if you're able to do this, bend them down and see if you can tuck the tip of your index and middle fingers together into the base of the thumb. If that is comfortable, then we'll work with that particular hand position or mudra. If that's not comfortable, then we're going to keep the middle and index fingers of the right hand comfortably upright, and we're going to be using the right thumb and the ring and index finger together to open and close the right and left nostrils. We can tuck the right elbow into the side of the body, and that'll just help with a little bit of stability. And just practice swiveling the wrist as you hold your hand in one of these two mudras. So you've either got the middle and index fingertips tucked into the base of the thumb in option one, or option two, you've got the middle and index fingers straightened. And if you like, you can rest the fingertips of those two fingers somewhere there in the forehead, the center of the forehead. And all of us will be gently swiveling the wrists, and we're going to use the right thumb to open and close the right nostril, and the ring and little finger together will open and close the left nostrils. So just practice a gentle movement, so it's a swiveling of the wrist, easy movement, and once you feel, yes, I've got the movement happening comfortably, then we're going to prepare to start this practice. Now, we can learn to do this pranayama, this breathing practice, in a variety of ways to have different effects. We're going to learn to practice it for balancing both the pingala and the ida, that is balancing left and right nostril breathing and balancing the energy flow in the primary nadis. So, when you're ready, we'll take the right thumb and place it high enough up on the right nostril to fully close the nostril. And when you're ready, exhale fully through the left nostril. When you complete the exhalation through the left nostril, inhale through the left nostril, close it with the ring and little finger, and then exhale through the right nostril. And again, when you're ready, we'll inhale through the right nostril, close it, and go to the other side. So it's simple. Exhale and inhale through the same nostril. After the inhalation, do the swap. Exhale and inhale through the same nostril. After the inhalation, we do the swap. Continuing in an easy way. Now, we can learn this practice with the counting systems. There are various counting systems and counting proportions, but we're actually going to learn it in a way that we just tune into the body's natural intelligence and allow that inner intelligence to guide the rhythm of the breath and the length of the pauses. So I want you just to go with what is the natural flow of your breath at the moment, continuing alternating the flow through the nostrils. And eyes are closed. If you haven't already got your eyes closed, close your eyes and just be totally present with the flow of the breath. Be completely with the sensation of the flow of the breath as you breathe in and out. Easy, slow, rhythmic breaths. Breathing whatever way it comes. Even though we're alternating the flow of the breath from left to right nostrils, just notice how the breath can just come easily on its own. No force, no strains required. If you find that one of the nostrils is a little more constricted, then just focus on some exhalations through that nostril before you inhale through it. Often, exhaling a few times through that nostril will help open it up and allow you to inhale through it. Of course, this is a practice we don't do if our nostrils were totally congested. But in many circumstances when there's partially constricted airflow, when we exhale for a short time through the constricted nostril, it'll start to open up and we'll be able to do the practice quite comfortably. Continue in an easy and natural way. What you're doing as you're alternating the flow, you're starting to bring balance between these two primary energy channels in the energy body. And this will translate on the level of brain physiology to more integrated whole brain functioning. Easy, natural breaths. If you find that you get a little weary holding the arm up, just make sure you tuck it into the side of the body, but you can always bring the other arm, the left forearm, across the abdomen and just use the left hand underneath the right elbow to provide some support. And you can continue the practice in this way. Smooth, easy, long breaths, and see if you can relax into the spaces between the breaths, the space at the end of the in-breath before you exhale, the space at the end of the out-breath before you inhale. Just see if you can enjoy the four stages of the breathing process. And in another minute or so, we'll just relax the hand and continue breathing in an easy, natural way, full awareness with the breath. Now, Nadi Shodhana is an excellent preparation for meditation. So if we do our yoga asanas first and then some pranayama, this Nadi Shodhana is an excellent preparation to slip into meditation. Prepares us beautifully. However, Nadi Shodhana can also be a standalone practice. But once we complete the practice, just take a short time, a minute or two, just to be still and present in your body before you carry on with your activity, if you're using it as a standalone practice. It'll have the effect of settling the mind, bringing more balance and harmony. A highly valued yoga practice that we'd encourage you to become very, very familiar with and to practice regularly. Namaste.